when I was younger, I used to love going roller skating. And if you grew up in Devonport, you'd have memories of going to Roller City every Saturday afternoon and just having an absolute ball. And roller skating seems to have died right off, but it's picking up again now with the sport of roller derby. And to play roller derby, first you've got to learn to skate. And one of the coaches with the Van Diemen Rollers, the team which plays in the roller derby, is Jasmine Gall, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Jasmine.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. The reason I've got you on is because you're actually having a come and try day in Devonport on Sunday. And like I said in the intro there, if you want to play roller derby, first you have to learn to skate. And I know I didn't have much trouble with it, but some people, it takes them quite a while to learn, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It can be very intimidating to start with. I know I was much the same. I famously looked like a deer on ice when I started. So, yeah, we know a lot of people can be quite intimidated by the idea of learning, so that's why this is a really great opportunity for people just to come in, have a go, no pressure, just try some skates on and see what they reckon.
Well, there's nowhere to skate on the coast anymore. There's a skating rink in Devon, in Launceston, which I actually had a go at about 18 months ago, and I could still skate, but I was very rusty. So this is an opportunity for people that have never even tried to skate just for pleasure to have a go.
Exactly, and it's so important. You know, we have so much fun roller skating and really wish we could have a rink up here again. So you never know, the more people we get interested, we might be able to get another one up and running one day.
Okay, now tell us about the session. It's going to be held at the East Devonport Recreation Centre on Sunday. What time?
It is at 2 p.m.
Okay, and what will happen during the session? You'll be catering for people that have never put skates on before as well?
Yes, absolutely. So no experience is necessary. All genders are welcome and anyone 16 plus can come along. We do have registration. I believe we'll have forms on the day, or people can go to our event on Facebook to look at that. We'll have equipment there to loan, so you don't need to have anything already if you just want to come and try some things on. Or if you've got some skates, absolutely bring them with you and you can come and try what it's like skating inside.
Okay, you're going to be doing this for quite a while, obviously, because if someone wants to go on with it, you need more than one lesson. So you're going to be running this course for quite a few weeks, actually.
So this one's just a try and out day, but following the come and try session, we'll actually be having a roller derby specific information session where people can come and learn about our Learn to Skate programs that we do run. So this is a one-off, but if you're interested after you've had a try, you can stay on for our information session and we'll chat more about what's involved in our come and try our Learn to Skate program.
And just so, roller skating is just a great activity. I mean, it does take a little bit of effort and it's healthy and good for you.
Absolutely, it's so much fun, and you know, once you can learn how to skate, and we've got some beautiful pathways around here on the northwest coast where you can go skating out in the sun. You can even start going to the skate park. We're giving the kids on their scooters a run for the money.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Well, trying to anyway.
Yeah. Well, when I took up skating, there's only one type of skate that you ever wore, and that was the old four wheels with a toe stopper and things like that. But since then, of course, we've had the advent of inline skates. What do you prefer, or what are you actually working with on Sunday?
Yeah, we use the quad roller skates. So I often get asked if I rollerblade. I definitely do not. I tried it once and it's not for me. But yeah, we do the quad roller skating with the four in a row. But yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about roller derby. This is the sport itself. It's an American sport, really, but it's just taking off in Australia at the moment, isn't it, over the last couple of years?
Oh, absolutely. It's quite massive in Australia. We actually have one of the highest ranked teams in the world. So we are run by the Women's Flat Track Roller Derby Association across the globe, and Victorian Roller Derby League, I think, are currently ranked number 3 in the world. So it's getting quite big in Australia, yeah.
But people of my age remember a movie which came out, I think, in the 80s or 90s called Rollerball, and it was loosely based on roller derby. And I know you're laughing because you've seen it, but it looks like quite a brutal sport and a violent sport, but it's not at all, is it?
No, not at all. You know, people hear full contact and that can sound a bit intimidating, but, you know, it's no different to, I guess, rugby really, except there are wheels on your feet. But, you know, that's why we have quite an extensive training program for new skaters, so that we make sure people are all very safe and we wear all of the protective gear to make sure that we're all safe and having a lot of fun.
And at this stage, it's mainly a female sport, isn't it? Is there any reason that men haven't taken it up?
We actually do have a men's team here in Tassie. It is a Tassie-wide team. The straight brawlers. And we also have a mixed gender team, so that's also a statewide team, which we've taken to a tournament in Melbourne for the last couple of years, and we've made it to the grand final, I think, at every tournament, wow, except maybe the first one. So it's interesting when you look at the history of roller skating in general. It's generally been perceived as a women's pastime, dating back, I think, to the 1900s. So the explosion of roller derby definitely was female-led, but we're seeing a lot more inclusivity of all genders now. It's really, really great to see.
Terrific. Now, on Sunday, it's a free come-and-try day, so there's no cost involved. And as you said, you've got equipment there for people if they haven't got any of their own. Do they need to register beforehand?
They do need to register beforehand, I think, or at the very least, there'll be a form to fill out on the day. We've just been waiting, I think, for that form to come through from our insurer. So it's just to register to ensure that they're covered for our insurance purposes.
Terrific. Well, I hope you have a great day on Sunday. I'd love to come, but I'm going to be tied up at the regatta, unfortunately, in Devonport. But I can thoroughly recommend roller skating as whether it's a sport or just for pleasure. It's a fantastic activity to do, I think. So I can certainly recommend it. Jasmine, thanks for your time this afternoon. Hope it goes well for you on Sunday.
Thank you so much.